Okay, good morning, everyone. On Friday, we brought up the challenge of Pesukei Dezimra, that it seems to be very repetitive. It's just the same thing in different words, different language. And how can we grow? And how can we be inspired? And how can we feel something in Pesukei Dezimra? So he's going to give an example today, a few examples. How if we know what the words mean, and we understand what we're saying, and we could just use the koach hadimyon to conjure up images in our mind, which the Bali Musar speak about at length, then it shouldn't be too difficult. We're on page Samach Gimel, the second paragraph of Kagon. Halluas Hashem in Hashemayim, halluhu bamaromim, halluhu chom alachav. That's one of the halukas. He says, b'mabat shitchi, if you look superficially, nir Hashem ishorer, chozer, kama v'kama pamim, shal yonim ishabchim heim al Hashem. And a superficial look, it seems that we're just saying the same thing over and over again. That up above, the Elyonim are praising Hashem. We're repeating the same thing. We're just giving different examples of things in Shemayim that are praising Hashem. The Eino move on. Lama tzarech lomar kol kach harbe pamim shavach zeh. We don't understand why we have to say this same praise just with a different word over and over again. Someone who wants to enter into this avoda, which we do, we're here. Tzarech shimtza pnai, we need to find time, which is a challenge. V'yishtamesh b'koach machashavto v'dimyono l'farit ha-tochein v'prati pratim v'liros kol davar kinyan nifrad. We need to find the time to have our dimyon, to conjure up images for each specific thing differently. So, Kishomer Halus Hashem in Hashemayim. When we say Halus Hashem in Hashemayim, Yarutz Dimyono Hashemayim, Hatucholim Vameirim, our mind should enter into the blue and enlightening sky. Heich Mahalim and Muzamrim Heim Hashem. We could think for a minute what it must be like in Shemayim that they are praising Hashem. Halu Bamaromim, Yazlov is Hashemayim. Let's leave Shemayim. The Yolech Es Dimyono LaMusak Maromim, to the above. Now, we've never been there, so we don't really know, but to try to picture, there's Shemayim, and there's above Shemayim in the Maromim. Gavoha, Me'al Gavoha Min HaShemayim. Next time we're on a plane, we can maybe think it a little bit. Oh, we'll talk about that in a minute. The Gam Hema Mahalim, Halucho Malachav, Achshu Medabar LaMalachim. Hanoraim Rive Revavos. The Malachim are praising Hashem. So now our mind is traveling from Shemayim above to Malachim. Halu Kol Tzvav Kol Tzva Shemayim. Hamuskar B'Yecheskel. All the Tzva Shemayim that are mentioned. Now we have to know Yecheskel to be able to do that. Gavo Maharbim in the Malachim. They're even greater than the Malachim. They're higher above the Malachim. The Yachshav Achshav Rak Aleihem. The Chayim Kishimar Shemesh. The sun. Yachshav rak al Hashemesh hanifla hachazaka mechayes kol olam. We're no longer in Shemayim, we're no longer in Meromim, we're no longer at the Malachim. We are now in Shemayim. We are now in the Shemesh. The sun is praising Hashem. The gedolam in olam kulo mea v'shivim pamim. The Rambam says the sun is greater in the world by 170 times. The yitzayer b'dimyono ich mehalelas hi yisra kodesh baruch hu. The sun is praising Hashem. Ubishah Shomer Yareach, Yishkach Me Hashemayim, the Yishkach Me Hashemesh. When we say Yareach, Halu Kol Yareach V'Kol Chavim, leave the sun, leave the Shemayim, Rak Hayareach Le'inav, Meir Es Halayla B'Yofiav. We should just picture in front of our mind the moon, which brightens the night with its beauty, the Yitzayir B'Dimyono, Heichu Mahalas Hashem. Even the Yareach, the great Yareach, is praising Hashem. So, it's not just hallelujah, copy and paste. Think in our mind. Now it's hard because we've never seen these things. But think in our mind what it must be like in Shemayim and Meromim and the Shemesh and the Yerech are all praising Hashem. That paragraph would take more than a few seconds. It's not just repetitive. Hagah Atzmecha, says Rapinkis. Im Yidnu Lucha Chalalis Mihira, if they gave us a fast spaceship, L'tay Albab B'merchavei HaShemayim, to travel through the Shemayim, Hayim yiru l'cha shemesh v'ereach sham b'meromim kifisha nirim heim l'cha kanel aretz? Would the sun and the moon look the same as it does to us right now? Shashemesh v'ereach heim b'chlolos in yanim domim krovim zelazeh? They look similar to us? V'masisa kvar bikur al yarech. If we're on the moon, hayim ein cheshkecha l'tayal gam al shemesh. We've been to the moon. Don't we want to go to the sun? I'm not sure. Him kvar bakarta b'shemesh. Hayim ein chifetz ata l'tayal b'meromim. Lifko shamesh Michael v'Gavriel. To go meet the malachim, Michael and Gavriel. Hayim yale al daid chalomar. His ya'afti kvar b'meromim. I'm tired. I saw the sun. I saw the moon. I'm tired. I don't want to go up further. Ma chadash po? What's new here? Harik kvar isis Hashemesh v'seirech. I saw the sun. I was on the moon. I'm not interested anymore. Okay, they got to the moon. Neil Armstrong. Let's push away any desire to go to space. Vaday shekol davar sham hu olam malei shone biyofiav uba utzamto mikol olam acher. Everything there is so much more beautiful, so much more powerful than any of the other worlds up in the heaven. Vein echad nichnas l'gvul hasheni. One doesn't even enter into the boundaries of the other. Ubezeh hatsir v'hergesh tzarech shetihei amiras hamizmor. That's just one paragraph. When we think about what we're saying and we could use our koach hadimyon to conjure up images, again, I agree, it's challenging, we've never been there, but then it allows us to know what we're saying and be inspired. And he says, this is true for all Psuke de Zimra. V'chein seder kol Psuke de Zimra, tzarech lefarto lepratim. We have to break down to its parts. Look what he says, Hodu Hashem. That's how Psuke de Zimra starts, right? Hodu Hashem, Kiru B'Shmo. What does Hodu Hashem mean? Thank Hashem. Yisakev l'rega, poor, I tried this. Yisakev, I fell behind very quickly, and Ira was at good pace today. Yisakev l'rega, pause for a moment. Mazu hoda, what am I thanking Hashem for? What are you thanking Hashem for? Yashar koach l'Hashem. Hashem, yashar koach al ha'inayim. I have eyes. Al ha'inayim, I have ears. Al ha'chayim, I'm alive. Al parnasa, I have sustenance. Upratim ein sof. There's no end to all the things we can thank Hashem. That's just Hodu Hashem. Where we're going to be in shul for 20 hours a day now. Kiru b'shmo. What's Kiru b'shmo? Achshav ein hu osek b'hoda. Now I'm not thanking Hashem. What am I doing? Omedas lefanav avoda misug acher l'gamri. There's something else that I'm doing. Likro b'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I spoke to Lou Smith at length about this. What the shame of Hashem? What does that mean? The shame of Hashem. We talk a lot about the shame of Hashem. So Hodu Hashem, Kiru b'shmo, call out in His name. What does the name of Hashem mean? Omer hu b'dimyono al migdal gavoa v'kori libnei adam du'u ki yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm now telling the world there's a God. Hodiu ba'amim. I want to tell the nations of the world. Now in my mind, I'm traveling. Holech New York, La London, La Moscow, La Hodu, India, La Sin, China, Kol Goy Olam, Umazbir Lahem, Umodia Lahem, Noros, Maisei Hashem. I want to tell them all about how amazing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That doesn't mean we're going to get up on a plane right now, but we're thinking in our mind what it would be like. What it would be like to go travel the world. And not to proselytize, but to if the world knew this, we'd be in a better place. And these are just a few words. Einu medaber achshav la'am Yisrael, ela rak la'amim, shelo shamu adayin, migdula sabore. V'u omer lehem, omek alilosa, v'rov niflaos maisav. And it's going to go on, we'll finish this tomorrow. But if we know what the words mean, and what it's trying to do, so it takes on so much more meaning. Psuke de Zimra would not be something that we would fly through. It would not be something that we would miss. And it would not be something that we would think, it's repetitive, it's just copy and paste. Each word has meaning, has a purpose. We just have to think a little bit, spend a little bit of time, and then tap into the Koach HaDimyon, and we'll be able to connect to it. Have a wonderful day.